Welcome to Foul Players Radio, your podcast for arts, entertainment, and pop culture. My name is Michael Spedden, your host. Every episode features interesting people with fun, fascinating stories about their journeys in the performing arts. Authors, actors, dancers, writers, musicians, athletes, comics, you name it. Folks who are center stage, backstage, on camera, or behind the scenes. Sit back and listen. Let's have some fun. Foul Players Radio is a production of the Foul Players Group and a proud member of the SJ Network. And welcome again to the Rising from the Ashes edition of Foul Players Radio. My name is Michael Spedden. Today we welcome my good friend Wise Otero, host of the Stuck in My Mind podcast, another member of SJ Network. I met Wise last year and I was a guest on his show. We had a great time. I had him on my show recently and we had a really nice talk about podcasting, you know, not only for entertainment purposes, but for sharing information that can help people cope with the struggles of modern life in 2021. Not only does he have episodes, you know, that are dealing with entertainers and celebrities, but he also takes on such topics as bullying, teen suicide, opioid addiction. It's important to him to share this information with his listeners so it can make a difference in someone's life who may need it. His show can be found at stuckinmymind2020.com and on many other platforms that host podcasts that are out there. Subscribe for free at www.foulplayersradio.com or listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Pocket Cast, Deezer, Listen Notes, Player FM, Podcast Index, Overcast, Castro, Castbox, or Podfriend. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. The Foul Players of Perryville are now booking murder mystery shows for the late summer and fall of 2021. Indoor or outdoor venues, trains, boats, office parties, fundraisers, breweries, vineyards, or just for the heck of it, give us a call. 443-600-0446, www.foulplayersofperryville.com or foulplayersperryville@yahoo.com. We'll be back with Wise right after these words.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Christopher Stolle of Breaking the Fourth Wall. If you enjoy our show, you can find it on YouTube. Just look up Realm of the Mist Entertainment, or just look up Realm of the Mist Entertainment on Anchor.fm, Apple iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, or wherever quality podcasts can be heard. And also, you can find us on all the social medias. Just look for Realm of the Mist Entertainment, and I will catch you on the other side.
I'm Michael, the host of the semi-monthly podcast, In a City Like Yours. Join me as I chat with interesting people with interesting life stories. You can listen to the podcast on all major podcast platforms, including Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn. You can follow us on Twitter at IACLYS Podcast, as well as on Facebook and Instagram at In a City Like Yours Podcast. Please feel free to let me know what you think. And keep coming back for the many interesting stories in a city like yours.
Hey, this is Don Smith from the Life Radio Show. If you've always wanted to learn more about the world of low-budget filmmaking and even lower-budget comedy, tune into the Life Radio Show. You can live stream the show at WWSU1069.org on Tuesdays from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern, or find us wherever you find podcasts and like and follow the Life Radio Show on Facebook for live video and other shenanigans.
Hey, what's up? This is Christopher Stolle of Realm of the Mist Entertainment. The podcast you are listening to is part of the SJ Network. Go to s-j-network.com. That's s-j-network.com for more great podcasts and information on those shows, as well as information and ability to contact publicist Steve Joyner for more information. Just go to the website and check out the family. Ladies and gentlemen, until then, enjoy the show.
And welcome again to Foul Players Radio. Tonight, I've got my friend Wise on. Wise, I've cross-promoted with on his podcast a few weeks back, and he's a good guy. He's a good guy. He's got some solid shows. And welcome, Wise. It's good to have you on my turf now.
Thanks for having me, Mike. Thanks for definitely having me on the show.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you've got a couple of podcasts that you're, you know, involved with and working on here. What are you working on now? Tell us the names of these and give us a little bit of a rundown on them.
My main show is a Stuck in My Mind podcast. That's just me interviewing people. I've had from celebrities to even regular folk to a couple of my high school classmates who have done some things in their lives that felt people needed to hear their story. So, So it varies. It's just a good place to listen to some good conversation.
That's great. That's great. I know you've been, you know, collaborating with a couple of other people too. And that's the thing about your show. It's good conversation. It's interesting conversation. You know, you meet people that are doing all kinds of different things in life, and you really put on a nice show, Wise. I've got to tell you, I've enjoyed several episodes of it, you know, as I've been getting to know you and everybody else in our network here.
Well, I appreciate it. I just try to have a good time, man. I just try to put something out that I know I would enjoy. And so hopefully I would hope the people enjoy it.
Absolutely. I mean, people are into all kinds of things, and everybody's got their strong points and the things that they really excel at. You don't have to have huge stars on your show. You can have all kinds of just, you know, average everyday people that are really into certain things and things that they're passionate about. And people can really tell you some interesting things based on their experiences and everything is what I've found. And I'm sure that's really, you know, what you see on your show quite a bit of.
Actually, yeah, it's kind of relieving. Like today I released an episode with a husband and wife author team out of Erie, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. And they're very into anti-bullying and all these other things. Mm-hmm. So it was cool to have them on the show and have them talk about their book and the characters in their book. So, and then today I went and I interviewed a former police officer in Australia who's into suicide prevention. And that's something that's real big right now that's going on because of the pandemic. A lot of teen suicides and a lot of kids committing suicide because they feel like they're isolated and alone. So for me, it just felt like these are the two stories that I wanted to share and I wanted people to hear about and people want to. So it's not just always me interviewing celebrities because I've had some celebrities on my show. Yeah. I just want to have good, interesting stories and actually open up awareness to what's going on right now because it is. I have had some friends lose kids to suicide.
Me too.
And it's hard, man. I could imagine having to bury your child. And
Oh yeah.
Absolutely. I wouldn't wish that on anyone.
Absolutely. It's an absolutely horrible thing. And a lot of it, you know, is not just, you know, people, well, you know, bullying is one big thing, you know, which is, you know, an awful thing. You know, we all messed with each other growing up, you know, it was kind of a rite of passage, but it was never over the top.
Like it was different. It was kind of different for us because when you went home, you stopped you weren't getting bullied anymore unless you was going to home, an abusive house or whatever. But after you left school, you weren't getting bullied. But now with social media and all these other things, the bullying doesn't stop.
It never goes away.
It doesn't stop. It's just, so now you have to deal with this at home all the time. So it's completely different from when me and you were growing up. We didn't like I said, when we left school, the bullying stopped.
Right.
It's when you went back to school, but now kids have it worse with all these social media outlets and all these other things. So it's something that we really need to just focus on more.
It really is. I mean, it just seems like people are just relentless with it nowadays too. You know, that people just don't know when to let up or when to stop. And that's a phenomenon that, you know, I've noticed a lot with social media and things over the years, not just with kids bullying each other, but everybody's bullying adults. Each other. You know, you've got, what I call keyboard courage. And it just seems like nowadays too, that there's this pounce mentality where, you know, somebody says something that you may not agree with, people just go straight for the throat, you know, and they can be anonymous online in a lot of ways
and they just, you know, they just rip the sink out of the wall and crush somebody with it.
Oh yeah, no, people can be cruel, man. People can be definitely be cruel. That's why I try to steer away from negativity like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Even with some of the nonsense that we've been witnessing recently.
Yeah.
And I steer clear of that because I don't have time for that, man. I'm focused on what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Someone said to me like, "Oh, but why don't you worry about the little things? Why don't you worry about the little bumps in the road?" And I'm like, If I start focusing on the little bumps in the road, it's taking my eye off my goal. Why would I want to focus on those things? Why would I want to they're going to happen. So if they happen, face it, move on. I'm not going to keep dwelling on it and I'm not going to keep focus on it because it's just a little bump in the road. My goal is straight ahead. It's right at the goal is not these little obstacles. I don't worry about those. They're key, but they're really truly insignificant because that's not what I'm focusing on. They're going to happen, deal with them, move on.
You had also mentioned too, you know, you had the police officer on there who was a suicide prevention is involved with that with people. And you mentioned he was Australian. Did he, without giving away your show or anything like that, is the bullying and these other issues that we're kind of talking about here and teen suicide as much of an issue in Australia as it is here? Is it as common? Did he mention that to you?
From the conversation we had, yes, it's a thing. I guess it's not just, it's the thing because I'm sure they have the same, they have the internet and everything and all the same issues. It's just another part of the world. And I believe they're similar in the programming that they sort of watch, that we watch. And a lot of the things are similar. Just, it seemed like it was the same issues when he was explaining about certain things in his field. Like I asked him, like, what made you go from being a police officer to going into the field of being a counselor for helping at-risk teens? And he said it was from a conversation he had with a young lady that was in a cell. He was talking to her and everything, and she was a good kid. She just got involved with drugs and she was down a bad road, and she was in a bad place. And she had lost a child. They had given custody to her parents and she was going to go to jail for a couple of years. And she was in a real dark place. And the conversation he had with her, he was like, "Yo, listen, maybe after this, you can get out, get your life together, get your daughter back and turn things around." And he said one day, a couple of years later, he's jogging around a certain area and a young lady comes running out of a house. And it's the young lady that he was talking to. And she's like, "Thank you for what you told me that day. I've turned my life around. I've got my daughter back." It all turned around from that conversation I had with you. And he said at that moment, he realized that's what he wanted to do was help kids and help young people get their lives back in order. He says that's when they truly, really do need the help. If they deal with trauma at a young age, to deal with it right then so that it doesn't affect them when they're older.
Right.
Because it's harder for us as adults who've suffered trauma that we really never faced. It's kind of hard for us now as adults to really work through those things. Whereas if we're kids and when we're able to deal with it and just not let it, happen, let's move on.
It seems like another thing nowadays too with suicide, I don't know. It seems like people are going for, how could I say this, extreme solutions to their problems. You know, it seems like in a lot of ways, like we were saying before with the pounce mentality with social media and things like that, somebody posts something that you don't like, you know, you wouldn't say, "Hey, look, you know, that wasn't too good. You know, maybe think about something next time." But instead it's, you know, we're like a bunch of mountain lions going straight for the throat on people, you know?
And it's sometimes if I don't comment on people's posts, I don't comment on anybody. Like if it's something that offends me,
right.
I'll delete them. I'll delete them. I'll block them. I don't want to see their info. I don't. There's no, that person has not. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to comment on something they said because that's their opinion, and right, they have the right to that opinion. Mm-hmm. So I'm not gonna waste my time arguing with what they believe in. That's sure, them. Sure.
But what I meant by that was well, go ahead.
No, go ahead. No.
What I meant by that was it just doesn't seem like, you know, people are willing to talk these things over, you know, look at it, maybe mention something in a civilized way. It just seems like, you know, people see these things, all of a sudden you have to scroll through 5 pages of Facebook to see the end of that argument. And then you have people that have been friends for 30 years that are no longer friends, when that was never a solution or never even an option years ago before all this stuff started. I think the causes are behind things like this. You know, maybe it's a sense of pride that people want to be considered to be right. You know, but it just seems like, you know, the solutions to things nowadays just seem to be very, very extreme. I never would have dreamed of, you know, 30 years ago, or even, you know, and even now, really, you know, I prefer to keep any, you know, like, you know, political opinions or things like that to myself, because I'd rather enjoy my friendship with people, you know, that I may have differences with or whatnot, you know, but it just seems like, you know, people are just, you know, the minute they see that, you know, here they go straight for the throat. It also seems like, too, you know, I mean, with these, you know, maybe, I don't know if that fellow gave you numbers on suicides or things like that, but did he say that they were like reaching an epidemic? Are they really on the rise, or is this something that we're just trying to?
He didn't really go into numbers. He was just explaining his book and why he was doing what he was doing. And we didn't really get into the specifics, but I just know from personal experience of knowing people that's committed suicide, and now recently with a couple of friends having their kids take their lives, mm-hmm. It's like, what's going on? Like, it's not something that I hear frequently. Somebody's kid taking their life. It happens. But it's not something you frequently hear. It's not something. And so when it hits friends of yours, it hits close to home. You're like, okay, so maybe there is something to it. If it's more than one, it's a few people that their child that went and taking their lives. And I couldn't imagine being a parent how that would feel.
Right. Yeah. I had somebody I knew from growing up who just lost their son this past fall because of that. It was just such a shock to everybody. You know, apparently, and then again, I hadn't seen them and I hadn't seen the boy since he was little, but apparently it was just a surprise, and it just kind of, you know, nobody would ever have expected it or thought that. And it just makes you wonder, you know, what factors really kind of make people get to the point where they're going to, you know, push themselves over the edge like that. You know, it's just a strange thing, you know, but it is interesting, you know, getting to meet all these different people through podcasting. I found, you know, the primary focus of my show is entertainment, because that's what I do, you know, but I've had some other guests on in the past. You know, I had a very interesting one not long ago. I've had her on a couple of times. It was a lady who, in 1996, her twin sister was murdered in Baltimore, and it's been a cold case ever since. It's just a strange case, because there are so many things about the case that are locked in a box, like the file is closed, and the family hasn't even seen her autopsy. And there are a lot of politicians involved. There are a lot of advocates, you know, trying to get people to open up the file, because the people just want closure. And, you know, that was a very interesting episode. You know, they're trying to find her killer, you know, find out who did it. There are just, you know, so many things. You know, there was some security cam footage, but in those days, it just wasn't very clear.
Grainy.
Yeah, it was grainy, and they couldn't make out the license tag or anything, and they couldn't get a good look at the driver. And they were just trying to figure out, because where she was, it was really kind of out of character for her to be there too, you know, in the you know, neck of the woods that she was in. So that's been an interesting one. And I've been really trying to help her solve, or, you know, try to at least get on the right path to where they can get some help with this here. And then, you know, some of the other ones I've had, you know, I've had a fellow come on who was talking about the opioid crisis, which is another thing that's a really big, and I learned a lot from talking to him too.
Yeah, well, I lost my, I lost an older brother to the opioid yeah. crisis. He OD'd. So that's another thing I've had a couple of counselors on as well on my program. And like I said, I just don't have entertainers on. I have regular people, and I have people who have a story to share and who really want to truly help people. Mm-hmm. And with everything that I've experienced in my life, those are things that, like, the opioid crisis, the suicide prevention, and mm-hmm. and just putting out positive content and just trying to help people. Yeah, that's all. Once I started podcasting, that I realized that's what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted my show to be about, is to be able to help people. And anytime I can help, if I can help one person out, it's great. If someone tunes into one of my shows and takes something from it, I love it. There's no greater feeling than knowing that you touched someone's life. So
yeah. Yeah. It sounds like you have a very well-rounded show, you know, all kinds of different guests on, and there's a little something for just about everybody there. You know, you have your fun, but you have your serious as well.
Yeah, I would say I'm a chameleon. I can adapt to many different conversations. Like, who would have known we would have sat here and talked about suicide prevention and all these other things, and even when some of the other shows that I've gone on, and Chrissy Cypher, who we did the Power Hour yesterday.
Yeah.
The first time we spoke after we did our, and we spoke for 2 hours. We did when she came on my show.
Yeah,
we just spoke for 2 hours, and she goes, "You are so easy to talk to." I'm like, I don't know. I just enjoy.
You are. Yeah. When I was on your show, we talked about a lot of stuff, you know. We started talking about some music, talked a little bit about, you know, acting and things like
baseball.
Then we got into the American League East.
Baseball. Yeah.
good conversation about the old American League East, you know, which I think is probably historically one of the best divisions in baseball. Some of the best baseball was played.
Yankee Stadium right there, the old Yankee Stadium, not the new one.
What a legendary!
My little comics, them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love so many. Prior to me starting a podcast, like, I had so many different loves. I love video games. I'm a big wrestling fan. Mm-hmm. I'm a big sports fan. For years I had all these stats in my head, and so I thought I was going to do a sports podcast and stuff like that. And no, I went completely to a completely different. Mm-hmm. Even though when Brian Snow or JB Ellis come by, we have a good time talking sports.
Mm-hmm. Brian Snow's amazing, isn't he? He and I talked for over 2 hours, I think, when I was on his, and we talked about everything from. Because when we were growing up, he and I are pretty close in age. We were talking about the year that my Orioles and his White Sox were in the playoffs against each other in 83, right before the Orioles went to the World Series. And we were talking about those seasons and talking about all the teams he loved watching growing up. I think he's in the South now, but I think he was originally from Chicago.
Yeah, he's from Chicago. He lives in North Carolina now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And
those Orioles teams are pretty good, though. Those were some pretty good Orioles teams, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that was back when, that was like, you know, right after that was the Earl Weaver era, you know.
You had Palmer.
Yep.
What else? There was a lot of good teams.
Yeah, Palmer, Murray, Ripken, Al Bunbury, Ken Singleton, Rick Dempsey, Rich Dower. I can name these teams, but it's like with the way things are nowadays, I couldn't even tell you who was on the Orioles 2 years ago.
Oh, man, that's horrible. That team, that franchise has fallen so far.
Oh, it's terrible. I mean, you know, they used to be the
biggest recent star, you might say, was Machado, and Adam Jones.
Adam Jones and then Trey Mancini. But this past year,
he's coming back now.
Yeah, he's coming back.
He's coming back. Yeah.
But the thing is, I can't remember when the last absolutely dominant pitcher we had was on the team, probably since Mike Messina. And that's been 20 years.
That's probably who I could probably think of is Messina. Mm-hmm. They haven't really had any dominant pitcher.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, throughout the Weaver era, I'd say between like 68 and guy going up till probably 80, 81, they didn't, because they had at least one or two 20 game winners on every team throughout that era. Except for in 81, when there was a strike, but there was always Palmer in those days. It was Palmer, McNally, and Cuellar were the three mainstays. And then there was Pat Dobson. There was Pat Dobson for a couple of years. There was Wayne Garland, 121 year. Mike Torres, Flanagan, Cy Young winner, Steve Stone.
I knew you had Flanagan.
Yep. And that was just such a wild time. I mean, because the American League East in those years could have gone anyway between, you know, New York, Boston, and Baltimore. And then, you know, Milwaukee and Detroit were usually somewhere in the mix too, you know, during those years. I mean, that was just an amazing time to grow up and watch baseball, you know. And he and I went off, we went down a deep rabbit hole just talking about Bugs Bunny cartoons and stuff. I mean, he and I were probably watching television on Saturday mornings at the same time during the same hours, eating that same bowl of cereal with milk and about 3 inches of sugar on the bottom of it, you know, from the way we used to eat back then. And he and I really hit it off well. You know, I hadn't spoken to him in a while, but he's doing it. This show is good. You know, it's definitely quality stuff. Oh, no, he knows what he's talking about. Yeah, you know,
and I tell him, I was like, and he was ready to quit, and I'm like, dude, you can't, man. You gotta just can't. It's you're gonna break through. You're too good not to break through.
Yeah,
just keep going, man. And like he has an amazing show. We're actually working on, once I really officially launch the radio station, he's actually going to be my morning sports show.
Nice. A good choice.
A good choice,
I would say. You know, he's good people, and he's you know, definitely has a quality product. So I would say you made a good choice there. You know, do you have any more ideas about that yet? Or are you ready to have any plans you can discuss with it?
Oh yeah, definitely. I'm actually looking for podcasters if anyone's interested. And because I have slots to fill, and it's right now we're just testing it out. Giving people an opportunity to do something different. Like, you really don't, you have full control. I don't like, especially when the podcasters who come in and they're gonna upload their. They don't have to upload. If they can do it without any ads on it, it's great. And because then eventually when we do start getting ads, it benefits them as well. Uh-huh. I'm paying out everything. I'm not asking anybody for any money. I'm not trying to, I just want to give people opportunity and at the same time grow a network and just put out some good content.
Oh, absolutely.
That's my ultimate goal. It's just to have good content and people tune in to enjoy what they're listening to. Right. Like I said, anybody, you can go anywhere to get music. You can go Pandora, YouTube, anywhere, and you can listen to what you want to listen to. Uh-huh. So I figured we need original content. We need shows that people are going to want to listen to and tune into. And yes, we're going to sprinkle in some, eventually getting some live music where up and coming local bands can if they got a show somewhere, we can go record and air it and play it. And mm-hmm. up and coming comedians, if they got somewhere that they're playing a set and they want to record and stream it, that as well. It's just so many different opportunities for so many different people. Or if you don't even want to be on the mic, you want to learn behind the scenes on scheduling and promoting and all that. Mm-hmm. There's opportunities in that. So I'm just looking to try to give people an opportunity, basically.
Yeah.
Something that I didn't have. Right. Give it to other people.
There are a lot of creative people out there, you'll find. And, you know, it seems like sometimes you just meet people by chance, you know, who end up being a good fit. You know, I found that a lot of times in playing music, you know, back in those days, just meeting people and finding somebody who was a good fit for the band and could end up, you know, really showing you some things and, you know, really making a good contribution. And that would definitely be the same with this, I think. Good ideas, good yeah. creative people, people that have the know-how and can bring things to the table, you know?
One of my goals is to do a radio show. Like back in the days, you know how there weren't TV shows like how the murder mysteries were on the radio.
Oh yeah, so yeah,
I want to do I want to do a radio show. I want to do an old school radio show.
Okay.
So there's so many different things that I can go with this, but. Mm-hmm. I just want to give people an opportunity.
Right, right. Well, that sounds like a fun thing right there. I mean, that sounds like something I would listen to, the old time radio shows, the old serials they used to have on. And
yeah, exactly. Why? And with the way movies right now are being delayed, who knows who wouldn't sit down and listen to an old time, especially if it's good.
Oh, you know what? I mean, years ago, you know, my wife and I bought the house that we live in, I'd say about 7 or 8 years ago, and it needed work. And I gutted the attic and made it kind of like a lady room, you know, where she can hang her clothes. And I actually, you know, ran a powder room up there and everything. Yeah. And I had to basically gut that room down to the rafters and redo the drywall and everything. And that took me a while because I mean, that attic was in some sad shape. And so it took me a number of months, but when I was doing this work and even when I was working, you know, doing the other things in the house, I would listen to, the old Jack Benny shows. They had those on a podcast. And I tell you what, you know, a clean above the belt, but hysterical. And I think that the radio shows were even better than the TV shows that were on years ago. And, you know, just the guests he would have on. I mean, you'd be listening to Hollywood history. I mean, because he would have George Burns yeah. all the time, Groucho. And then just so many actors that were, you know, famous over the years would always come in and be guests and stuff like that. And the shows were just so well done, with his regular cast of characters and the people that he would have come in. And that's definitely a lost art form. You know, I was just, as a matter of fact, the last episode I did, we were talking about those. I may have somebody I can introduce to you for that. But then another one that I liked too was one, I believe it was called The Goon Squad or something like that. And that was one from the 50s that actually had Peter Sellers. It was British. And that's where he got started doing like one of those. It was like an old radio show, but it was a British one.
Yeah.
Those were hysterical. Those guys had all their characters and their voices and everything. You know, Peter Sellers. I mean, he was just amazing.
Oh, yes.
And
yeah, the Pink Panther movies.
Oh, yeah. The Pink Panther and just about everything. He was one of those people I'd heard that he had gotten so deeply into doing characters. He didn't have a personality of his own, you know. He had to be in character when you spoke to him because he just had no confidence or really no happiness in being himself. Isn't that wild?
Well, it's they're in Hollywood. They're successful. They're making all this money, mm-hmm. but yet they're not happy. They end up taking their lives or doing.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So it just goes to show you that like, you would think that being a big Hollywood star would make someone, but it's mm-hmm. life is just crazy like that.
there's a lot of insecurity in that. And I understand what you're talking about there, because being an actor myself, you know, I've got the things that I produce, and I can always work for myself. You know, that's never an issue. But the thing is that, you know, when I go to these auditions in New York and Philadelphia, and even doing them online nowadays, you know, you've got to convince these people that you can bring home the goods and be exactly what their show needs. And there's a lot of pressure there. And I tell you, you know, you got people now that are, yeah, there's like, you know, two groups. You know, you get the people where people are always dropping off scripts to them and they're turning things away. Okay. Then you get the other ones that are just trying to get in, trying to find a way to get their way in. And you're right. You're right. It can be extremely disheartening at times. It can be very frustrating. I've had a number of times myself where I thought I had a role in the bag, because at the end of my audition, the casting director asked me if I was available, you know, with a couple of days to come back and do a wardrobe fitting. And the phone never rang, you know. And show business can be such a funny just situation to be in with things like that. You know, things are always changing all the time. Somebody changes their mind. I mean, I don't know if have you interviewed Billy Van Zandt?
I was about to talk to you about him.
Yeah.
He started creating his own. He started writing stuff for himself. He's like, I'm not going to wait for someone else to write something and then me not get the part. And he says, you know what? If they don't want to give me a job, I'm going to write myself some jobs. And he's made an amazing career out of it. 46 years in the business.
Yes, he has. But you know, the one thing that you remember, you know, that he did say in his book, it, you know, I don't know if you got a chance to read you know, into the book, but the one thing that it was a huge frustration for him was that, you know, he could write and, you know, they could produce the best things, but then it's somebody who could be levels above you, who's non-creative, you know, who could never do what you do, is just making a decision off the top of their head sometimes, or something where they're just like, well, we don't like it, so we're just going to cut the show. We're going to cancel the show and not have it. And, you know, so much of your effort and so much of your time and energy is at the mercy of that. 95% unemployment or something like that in the acting business. So it's it's definitely, and I can definitely see what, where it would drive people crazy. You know, there's a lot of pressure, especially if you're trying to make a living and raise a family, or, you know, have a mortgage and all that stuff off of it, you know? So,
And that's where you have to really focus on doing, having more than one stream. Uh-huh. I'm very into having multiple streams of income, not just relying on your job, uh-huh, always having something on the side. And so I've always been about that, about entrepreneurship. And so once I started podcasting, it was like, it's just started, I don't know, something inside me says, let's launch a radio station. And my nephew was like, okay, let's launch a radio station. So we started looking into it. And at the beginning of this year, we launched the station. We started a production company. Now we're looking into helping people do what we do. So it's so many different avenues, just not just only doing the podcasting. It has opened up so many different other avenues, and it's opened up so many other connections, just even with you, even with some of the people you've connected me with, have been amazing. Like Mike Diamond, he's going to send me music and artists, and I'm going to sit down and interview him. That's something that's like someone who's doing something, who has a business, who has his own record label. And that's what I want. I want to show examples of people like that, just regular people who've worked hard. He, like you said, he's been in the music industry for years.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
But he's been consistent. He's been in there. So it's good to see people like that. It's good to see people who are grinding, who's nonstop behind the scenes. I want people like that where you can see and be like, what if someone, a regular person like that can do it, why can't I succeed at what I want to do?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So it's great to have people like that.
I've known Mike for about 33 years and he's always been a good guy, but he's always been a very hard worker too. He's done, you know, he's usually been, an entrepreneur at something. I think, running bars or, his record label and everything now. And, he's a good musician too. I've always, our bands have played together many a time. He'll be a good interview for you. He's a lot of fun. He'll also talk about his radio days, from 97 Underground in Baltimore. And I think you'll really enjoy. And he's got good acts too. He's got some very good acts.
Yeah. I listened to some of his music. There was some real good music on his page. So I'm excited, man. I'm excited for a lot of the things that I have coming up. So. Mm-hmm.
Most definitely. And I really think you'll enjoy that. And Manta Ray is a good label. Manta Ray Records is definitely a good label. I think you'll find a lot of great artists on there. And I know quite a few of them myself from being from Baltimore and everything. I've known these guys for a while. And some of the people, let me know who he sends you to just off, offline or whatever. Because I could probably tell you a story about him.
No, he hasn't sent me anybody yet. So as soon as he does, I'll let you know.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you'll have a good time with some of those acts, believe me. I really think you will. I really think you will here. Yeah, so what? You have this, you want to get information out, you want to have people speak and fulfill a need for people that may have, a need for this information, why radio? What did anybody, that you listened to, when you were younger or anything have an impact on you that made you really want to get into this?
To get into radio? Who from back in the days really?
Yeah.
For me, it was, I was, radio for me was when it was really radio, when they played some older brother, he got me into all different types of music. It wasn't just, he's the one who got me into hip hop and R&B and all that. But he also got me into rock, into the Bee Gees and into Phil Collins and into, he got me into all different types of music. So the only ones I really could think of from back in the days with Casey Kasem and them like that, American Top 40 and Dick Clark and all that. But
sure.
For me to do the, now what influenced me to do the radio station was there's so much people are absorbing content at a ridiculous rate right now.
Yes.
And I just felt that with the way the pandemic is going, and people really can't, and there's not really a lot of live production going on. Mm-hmm. Why not do radio?
Yeah.
Give people another source.
Right. And the thing is, I think that kind of gives us an advantage as podcasters is that we're very specialized. One terrestrial radio station has to be able to please a lot of different people in order to get their ratings and things like that. But we're able to be a lot more niche, and we can get away with being niche as compared to, having to be somebody that, really pleases everybody, which I think is, going to be the future. It's going to be the future,
I'm not gearing it to one genre. No, I'm gearing it to everything. I want it just to be an entertainment radio station. It's going to be an entertainment radio station where we have Snowman in the morning and I'll have my afternoon show where I plan on playing some up and coming music and artists and all that. I have Brandy J working on a ladies show, which we are calling a ladies life. So we have so many different things, but we're not just focusing on, it's just going to be an entertainment radio basically.
Right. And that's a niche, that you'll be able to, put out there. You'll have a little something for everybody, and the names that you're mentioning to me are good people. So this is gonna, I think it's gonna go very well. You'll have plenty of good content for people. And I think people nowadays are really just getting into things that they like. This past year's been a little bit different, but the one thing that I always enjoyed about podcasts was that, you know, and again, you're kind of getting into old radio and stuff like that. And even before, you know, recent years, I've always enjoyed a good story, you know, no matter what it is, whether it be, you know, like a narrative or somebody talking about their life. I always like to go hear good speakers. One example of one that I really enjoyed growing up and listening to their stories is, you know, my father used to belong to the Optimist Club, and then he belonged to the Rotary Club. And they used to bring in old Baltimore Colts like Artie Donovan to tell their stories. And if you've ever heard Artie Donovan before, he was a riot. And then there was, do you remember that movie by Tom Hanks, Catch Me If You Can?
Yeah, with Leonardo DiCaprio, where he's the fake pilot writing the scam with the checks and all that. Yeah.
Well, they actually had the real guy speak at one of their meetings, and I found that fascinating. You know, and
he's the one who developed the check systems now, the way where it has where you look at the checks and it has the design, the watermarks and all that.
Right.
He's the one who's helped design all those for all the banks and all that. So he's come a long way.
Yeah. But the thing is that, you know, he had such a great story just listening to him talk. And even when I was, you know, going to college and things like that, if I was really interested in the class, I used to love to hear my instructors talk. And, you know, the podcasting and these specialized radio shows, they're keeping people company if they have long commutes in the morning. You know, you can listen to them at any time. You know, you can listen to them at any time. There's no commercials. They don't fade out when you drive under an overpass. You know, they're there with you. And you can listen to them again if you want to listen to them again. You know, they're not gone, you know, after the show is over and everything. So I really think you have a good idea there. You know, and I'm really, you know, hopeful for you. I don't have any doubt that you wouldn't do well with it, you know. Especially with some of the people you're surrounding yourself with at the beginning here, you know? So I think it's a wonderful idea wise, you know?
No, I've, like you said, so the people who surround them, that's what it is. You have to build a team. It's not me you can't do this by yourself. You have to really have a good team around you. And I've connected with some amazing people who share a similar vision to what I share.
Yeah,
so absolutely. It's easy for them to be like, all right, I see what you're talking about, so let's do this. So it's awesome. And then it's cool because of the way we have it with the radio station. If someone wants to create a whole new show from scratch, that we can.
Right.
And that's without have, and that's as well, like, creating it directly from the station itself. It's so many different things. Like, there's so many different things that I can do with the station itself. Uh-huh. Yes, I can have podcasters give me old episodes and upload them. But again, like I said, we can have create live talk shows as well. So it's great. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to some of the shows that are going to reach out hopefully soon and start picking shows and giving them time slots. And
well, absolutely.
Looking at the way to schedule, like just looking at the scheduling on the, it's a lot of hours.
Oh, it is. It is. There's a lot of hours in a week. There's a lot of hours in a week and a lot of time to fill, you know, most definitely. You got your work cut out for you with that, but I think, you know, you'll attract a lot of good people to fill those hours with, most definitely. I definitely think that, you know. You've been talking to Brian Snow and Brandy, you know.
Yes.
You know, are you at liberty to say anybody else you've been speaking to?
I'm working on with another JB Ellis who's part of the network. He has the program. He's got a group of guys that they do a evening sports show.
Okay.
And he's also working on an NBA project on something on as far as the NBA season and all the teams around the league. So it's just a couple, it's a couple of things that we're working on. And we have my nephew who I record Talking Real 1000 with. We're going to launch his another show called The Plush Lounge, which will lead us to a book that he's it's a book that he's writing that's called Plush. So that's why we named the show Plush Lounge. And hopefully we'll have the book out by the end of the year. It's so many different things, man. It's exciting, man. And it's even making me want to go write a book. Like, I'm really thinking about it. Like,
that's cool.
I'm really trying to find out what ideas I want to sit down and venture into writing a book. Mm-hmm. Like, why not?
Yeah, I know what you mean by that. I know what you mean by that. And it's exciting when you have all these ideas coming into your head and then they start to come true. It's really really an exciting time and everything. Well, I definitely wish you all the best of luck with that and everything. And you definitely got to come back and let me know as this thing grows and, you know, come back on and bring a couple of your hosts with you, you know, so we can talk about what's going on and, you know, we could have a good conversation, you know, and,
We could definitely have that happen.
Awesome. Awesome. Well,
once I get my, my radio show, my live radio show going, you know, you have to stop by and,
and
talk. So
come on and talk about my goofy self and tell all kinds of wild stories from my band days and all the other stuff I've been involved with. And
I'm going to need you to cut a promo for me. So,
without a doubt, you know, I will happily do anything you need me to do, man. You know, there's a lot of stories I've refrained from telling too. some of these shows, you know, it's when you're my age and especially when you have a younger host, you don't know if you just sound like some rambling old man. or if you know they're interested.
I'm close to you in age, so it's good. It's not like I'm not that much younger of a host.
Right. So, well, and the thing is, you know, like the time you and I kind of grew up around the same era and everything, you know. But like it was some people. It's just I sound like I'm talking about, you know.
I had a young man who was on my show this past summer and he called me Mr. Will and I'm like, oh man, like he's like a 20-year-old and I'm like, you don't have to call me that, man. It's like he's going Will Wise, whatever, like Mr. Wise or whatever. I'm like, dude, don't add the Mr. No need to add the Mister.
Right. Well, I mean, yeah, I know what you mean by that. Sometimes I guess
I know he's being respectful. I get it. He's being respectful and everything.
Yeah.
To me, it's making me feel old.
I know what you mean. Yeah, there was like a lot of times with well, I had a couple of actresses that I worked with in theater that were, you know, yeah, they're like 18, you know, and I was like in my 40s. They were calling me Mr. Mike all the time. I'm like, you know, how old are you? You're over 18. You don't have to call me Mr. You're fine. You know, that's fine. You know, and I know what you mean by that, but that can, and there are some people out there that make you feel old unintentionally too.
That's what I'm saying. He didn't mean it to be mean. He was being respectful and he knew I was older than him, and he's just so.
Yeah, that's great.
I don't need the reminder.
I know. God, I try to be cognizant of that too, especially if I'm talking to somebody older than I am, because some people, as they get older, you know, they get kind of defensive about it and everything. And I was talking to somebody about somebody that didn't understand Zoom or really understand the computer. You know, they were older than me and they got it. But then the person I was talking about was in their age group too. And they didn't. And they were kind of like, I said something like, I think he was a little bit older and he just didn't quite understand the computer. It's like, what does that mean? You know, I understand the computer. you gotta watch putting your foot in your mouth. And I have a big foot too. So I'm 6'6" and I wear 14 and a half. So, I better watch that, you know,
Yeah, that's a big ass foot. Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It sure is. So, well, Wise, it's been wonderful catching up with you and having you on the show again. I'm glad to have you, and I would love you to come back and just keep me posted on how you're doing with your radio network and, you know, all the folks that you have coming on. Let me know who your new recruits are. And they, of course, they can come on here anytime and promote. That's the name of the game. Getting the word out there.
Appreciate it. Definitely. I appreciate. Listen, I'm especially with the podcasters that I'm friends with and everything. I'm all about self promoting them and, and having them on my show. That's how we build each other up. It's we open it up to a different audience and all that. So I'm always about cross promotion. You never see me not say yes to a cross promotion.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Wise, speaking of promotion, this is the time of the show where you shamelessly self-promote as shamelessly as you want to be with no shame whatsoever. So go ahead and have at it, my friend.
All right. It's my podcast is Stuck in My Mind podcast. My other show, Talking Real 1000, is on YouTube. And you can find both of them on all major platforms. We're on there. Both of those shows are on Spotify, iTunes, TuneIn, any platform you can find it, they're on there. Except for Stuck in My Mind is not on Pandora. For some reason, Pandora has it in for me. They don't want to.
Me too. No,
it's a joke. Yeah, right. No, I heard it's a long process, but it's been for more than 6 months and I'm still waiting.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, so then the radio station is realwiseradio.com. Right now it's not on. It's off at the moment till we get all the original programming and we're going to do another big launch this time officially with all the shows and just a big event with that. So, and then let's see what else we have going on. That's about it right now. So we could have to play. Oh, you can check out our Patreon page. It's Real Wise Productions at patreon.com. So
wonderful.
What is it? Patreon.com or at Real Wise. Anyway, it's on Patreon. So
awesome. Awesome. Well, Wise, it's always a pleasure, you know, catching up with you, whether we're, podcasting together or just chatting, and it's always a good time. So thank you for being with us again, Wise. And thank you all for listening. This is Wise. You know where to find them, and you're right here on Foul Players Radio. We'll see you next time.
Howdy, it's Matt Gwynn here, popping in to let you know about the Adventures of the Albino Rhino. It's a show Frank the Giraffe here, my co-host James Godwin, and myself put on for you guys twice a week. Every Wednesday, we talk to a comedian, and every Friday, we call it Freak Yeah Friday. The show itself is not safe for work, and that freak is definitely a different word. I just don't know what podcast you're going to be listening to this promo on, and I don't want to, start screaming explicatives while you're sitting in your office, if you're lucky enough to have been able to go back to the work that you did before inside of an office or whatever, you know? But we go on an adventure twice a week, and it's a good time because we get to sit down and talk to some really cool people. And I enjoy it because, I'm just curious little albino who likes to get to know folks, you know. You can find us a couple ways, actually multiple ways, really. Man, there's a lot of different ways to find us. You can find us through our central hub, which is www.albinorhino.me. It's the website. Find me on. And then, the podcast, you can find the videos on YouTube. Search for Adventures of the Albino Rhino. Also linkable from our website. And you can also find us through Anchor, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Radio Public, and Spotify. That's right. We're on the same place Joe Rogan is. Granted, we're not the Joe Rogan Experience. But you know what I mean? We're there. So give us a listen. Promise you won't be dissatisfied. And enjoy your day.
is going on, minions? Mike here for Misery Point Radio, and you're listening to the Coast to Coast Power Hour on the SJ Network. Now, I know what you're thinking. Mike, what the F is a Coast to Coast Power Hour? Well, my uneducated and uninformed friend, the Coast to Coast Power Hour is a Borg-like collective of epic podcasters from epic podcasts that have all come together to discuss the important things in life. Pop culture, current events, random awesomeness, stuff like that. Trust me, you need this in your life. For more information on this show and all the shows on the Coast to Coast Power Hour, as well as on the SJ Network, reach out to publicist Steve Joyner at www.s-j-network.com or stevesjnetwork@gmail.com. No need to thank me. I'm just out here, you know, changing lives.
What's Your Effin' Binge is a podcast brought to you by Chris, Anchor, and Spotify. And what we talk to our guests about is what they're currently binge-watching on TV. And what we do is we like to take a different approach. I don't want to know what the name of the show is that they're going to talk about before they come on. I have to actually guess it. So I ask them who, what, when, where, why, and try to figure out what it is that they're watching. A lot of times I'm able to guess it, and sometimes I'm not. And that's fine. That adds to the comedy of the show. We like to bring our guest on, whether they're a model or an actress or a producer or musician, and just let them have a platform to be able to tell everybody what they have coming up next, and also entertain everybody with what's worth watching. So I hope everybody tunes in for the next episode of What's Your Effin' Binge. Thanks. It's Chris.